Crusaders Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Crusaders Radio. Hello, Alex. How are you?
Hi, Rafael. Glad to be here again.
Yes, we were supposed to have another guest.
Yeah,
and once again, it canceled. So we're going again. Just the two of us talking about news and...
Well, let's hope that next week then we're going to have more guests.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be making a disappearance.
Yeah, so you're in a vacation, right?
Yeah, a long-awaited vacation.
And also, we're going to have soon a special edition where we're going to talk only about the tournament in Mexico.
Which we're attending.
In case you don't know yet, or because maybe you are not checking Facebook, facebook.com/ClushCrusaders, you can check there and you will find out. We're going to the tournament of Copa America of American football. It's going to be in Huixquilucan, Mexico, January 2016, and we are getting ready for that. I'm going to, I think that show, we're going to be, hopefully we will get every team participating to, you know, say something, have small interviews.
Yeah.
And if it happens to be enough material, maybe we can even split it into shows. So we'll see how it goes. And for this week, what do you think about it?
Well, the Packers finally won. Lacy finally, let's say, rolled.
He rolled. Rolling. Yeah. And it was a funny week because some games we were watching on the bus returning from Bucharest.
Yeah, I mean, you were watching.
Yes,
I was watching
it
at home.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we could also talk a bit about that game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we promised last week that we're going to talk about it, but I think we should at least talk about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first, let's say that we had the Crusaders had a friendly game.
Yes.
In Bucharest against the Warriors this Sunday. And, well, Raf, I guess you should talk a bit more about this because you're actually present there, unlike some of us.
Well, it was more like a preparation game, it was a scrimmage.
Well, we're still pretty far away from the championship.
Yes.
So.
For us, we didn't even had yet the chance to have special teams fully ready. Therefore, we played with some weird stuff rules to not have full contact on special teams. And we had another issue. Lately in the team, we had lots of weddings.
Yep.
One after another.
Well,
and that has
four
been...
Or five.
Like five.
Well, yeah, at least three of them were all in October. So that one really debugged.
So if you're listening outside of Romania, probably you don't know, but there's a thing here that when somebody's getting married, usually you...
It's a custom. Not
custom,
a thing.
Yeah.
So the custom is for the guests to give a gift.
It's an envelope with money.
Yeah. So gifts are not really that greatly appreciated, but usually people give envelopes of money to the future family. So, if you plan to go to a lot of weddings, you're planning to give a lot of money. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that you're going to give a lot of money.
Yeah, but you will give a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had very few attendance to that game because of this and other situations like work and so on.
And there's also Mexico.
And the tournament of Mexico because we also had to pay the flight tickets already. Therefore, we traveled with 16 players only. Fortunately, it turned out good to us, although it was very tiring. In fact, I think it was also a little bit bad planning from the bus driver that we rent. He suggested to go at 12 in the night, midnight, from Saturday to Sunday.
So let's just tell everybody that since there were relatively few players and it was like a practice the game and the money issue, the team chose not to stay a night in Bucharest.
Yeah,
so
we decided to just travel.
to Bucharest, which here is a 8-9 hours road trip.
You think
because of the roads, in theory. So the team went, played, and came back.
Well, now, do you want me to tell you how many hours we did to Bucharest?
Please.
6.5 hours.
Whoa.
Yes. Therefore, at 6:30 in the morning, we were in Bucharest, and we were exactly outside next to the field. So some guys started to go to benches and grab them as beds and sleep in there like we were a bunch of homeless seeking refuge in a park.
Wasn't it cold outside?
Yeah, but some guys had some covers, blankets and stuff.
Okay.
In fact, a couple of players had even a pillow.
Well, pillow, it was expected because I think they planned to sleep.
In the bus, yeah. But some took the advantage to just extend and lay across benches.
Did the Warriors get to see you sleeping on the benches?
No. By the time they arrived, we were already up and ready. In fact, I don't know, but I think if we would have arrived to the park at 10:20, we would still have been really okay. That means we would have to leave just at 3-4 in the morning. We would have had some sleep at home.
The thing is, you really cannot plan these trips for a six-hour road because you never know what
happens. Especially now that it's going to start soon, the winter.
Yeah.
Snow.
Well, I just checked the temperature of when you played, then the weather there at least was good.
Warm, no rain.
Warm-ish, let's say. But here, here at least in Cluj, it was a dreadful weather. I mean, British and cold then.
But, well, was good the game. We won 27-8. Was okay, but tiring. Very tiring. Was a good exercise for checking few experiments that we tried. Yeah.
How did the rookies do? Because we also had a few rookies that went on the
trip. We had a guy from Spain, Asier. He did very good. I like many things from what he did. We had a 16-year-old that decided to travel and play with the big guys. He entered by quite some periods of time to play as wide receiver. He did some very good block in a sweep, in a run. And, you know, in general, did a good job as well. I think the only bad thing is we had a player kicked out of the game because those two guys started to get a little too tense and didn't get that was just a practice game. But anyway, it's good. Tiring. On the way back, we were able to watch the NFL on the bus.
Ah, that's great.
So
You didn't stop at Padura Bogatti?
No, we had... Actually, there's another funny story. I don't know how we end up. I think it was a player we have, Zozzi. He said, let's go and have lunch at IKEA.
Okay.
We arrived to IKEA and it was just crowded.
Well, it was Black Friday.
Fully crowded.
In Romania, unless people do not know, everybody knows about Black Friday. Black Friday is actually this week on the 27th, I guess. Uh-huh. Anyway, this week. In Romania, there's no tradition of Black Friday, and we imported it, let's say. But we didn't import it at the same date. It happens a week before.
Before the original.
So all the discounts and everything is like a week before. I guess companies try to suck the money from us a week early.
Yeah, but you know what's the funny part?
So definitely that's why you got so many people
there. It was crowded, not because of the store, but the restaurants were also crowded.
Ooh.
So we couldn't really eat there. Therefore, we end up crossing the street to a KFC.
Ah, okay. Didn't you get what's their names? The meatballs there. Not a KFC, at IKEA.
No.
They are the
Swedish meatballs.
Swedish meatballs.
Swedish chef.
I don't know how they're called. I used to know them because I actually worked, let's say, for in a contract with IKEA and spent some time there, and there were a lot of, I ate a lot of meatballs then.
Okay. That will be the title, I think, of the show. IKEA's meatballs.
You need to find their names. Yes. You need to find their names because it's a pretty good name. Do they have still free refills here? I know they had free refills for...
I have no idea because we just didn't stay there.
And also, those meatballs, you can take them to go.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I don't know. The moment I just entered, I was like, let's just get out of here.
What, you didn't stay for the reindeer meat?
No.
Look, Rudolph. Look, it is Rudolph.
Okay, we have 10 minutes of just gearish and stuff.
Okay.
Let's get into NFL. Lots of injuries again. I don't know. It's the year of lots of injuries. Or
I guess everybody's talking about injuries because of all the fantasy
stuff.
Draft, Kings, gambling, not gambling thing.
Yeah. So one of the guys seeking a second opinion is Manning.
Okay, well.
And he might stay again another week in the bench.
I don't know if I really hope or... I mean, I think it would have been really weird to end a career like this.
Mm-hmm.
His last game, it was kind of a thing that he threw like 50 yards or something like that. A lot of incomplete passes. However, he just broke Favre's record for yards. So... And Osweiler, I think, Osweiler is his name. I think Osweiler. Sorry if I'm pronouncing the name wrong or I'm confusing the guy. But the guy that replaced him, the backup, actually, he didn't play bad at him. I mean, he didn't do any big mistakes. He didn't shine or anything, but he did enough and kept the team in a game, and the defense took care of the Bears. So, yeah.
And another big injury, the Ravens.
That was a costly
victory.
I think right now they should just say, okay, we're going for the first pick in the draft.
Yes.
I mean, to lose in the same game, your starting running back and your quarterback, and your franchise quarterback.
Yeah,
after you already lost your top receiver. And so that offense, it's out.
And it seems that he tore his ACL and maybe the MCL. Well, so that's a nasty injury.
Yeah, if it's a double ligament tear, I think he's in doubt also for the start of the next season.
Yeah.
Because that's no longer like a 8-month recovery. That goes on a year almost. Yeah. It's tough.
And we still have Patriots.
Undefeated and
10-0.
And also Panthers.
Yes, but Panthers are going to lose the defensive end Horton and the wide receiver Hill because they will be suspended by the NFL for 4 games.
Substance?
4 performance enhancing substances. Therefore, they were doping.
The receiver thing, I don't think it's a problem since they already didn't have any. So.
Well,
it's not. I don't think it's a big loss.
However,
it is,
you know, you lose 2 players.
Yeah, you definitely lose 2 players. You lose some experience. You lose some chemistry. Even if they weren't big cogs, they were contributors. So yeah. What else happened?
Well, what else we have? Let me see.
Because we have to talk, let's say, a bit about the Steelers since they didn't play. Also, I think it was a pretty good week for them, considering.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bengals also lost their second game in a row.
Yes. So, funny, but the Steelers have still huge chances now to step up.
I think to actually win the division. They're 2 games back.
Yeah, only 2 games, yes.
Yeah.
And the other funny part is that even the Cowboys with that record could have still a chance.
And they won. And Romo.
Now they are 3-6, right?
Yeah. Well, I think there are in the NFL right now, in the past few years, there used to be a really bad division, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think there are 2. We have 2 because the NFC East, it's really dreadful. I mean,
it's weird.
It's, I don't know what's happening on the Eagles. I hoped Powell, that decided not to come today, could have enlightened us on what's going on with the Eagles. Elvis couldn't.
No.
The Giants are, I don't know what to think about the Giants, because they're not bad. They're just not good. And the Redskins are as dysfunctional as ever. Kirk Cousins is not really doing great. He's not doing really bad, but Matt Jones, I know, has a tendency to fumble this year. You'll see. That's, that division is so, really atrocious. And then there's the Jaguars division, where everybody expected the Colts to just wipe the floor, and they're on the floor right now being wiped. Well, let me ask you something else, because we were, it reminded me actually from a game from that division, because it was, I don't know where I read it. I don't know if it was on NFL.com, the analysis. It was on the uniforms, a comment on the uniforms, the new color crash, or I don't know how it's called, from the Nike. The Nike uniforms, very colorful and whatever. And it was a comment, I guess, on the Jaguars with the Titans game. It was the poops with the Smurfs. Because the Jaguars had a brownish thing. I don't know if there exists a neon brown, but that's the kind of color that they had. And the Titans were in a very punchy light blue. I don't know what the fuchsia or whatever you call it, then some sort of blue, and it was really, let's say, entertaining to watch. I'm curious what they're gonna do with the classic teams, if they're gonna try to push that one, because
I just searched fast on you know, in the browser, fast about that phrase. The poops and the Smurfs.
I don't want to know what you got from Google.
NFL player takes a poop on the field.
Okay. You got a good result, actually, because it could have been gone much,
much worse. Oh, million.
Okay. What year was it? What's the vintage?
Well, the video was posted in 24th of January 2010.
Okay, so it's old.
It's, old. I'm so curious. Wait, let me put play at the It's Steelers.
Okay.
And who's the 93?
Don't say Brown, don't say Browns, don't say Browns.
Oh, come on. It's just a, I think it's from a video game. So there's a glitch. And it's an incomplete pass. And the ball goes through his butt and exits from that part. Well, if you're listening else to us, the following 2580, you just put a bad video. Anyway, anything else in the NFL that happened interesting?
I mean, stuff happened, I guess. No, I think that's what, that was more or less it.
Yes.
I think we're getting bored
there,
right
there were
about
no surprises,
now.
No, really. I mean, actually, it's interesting because, like you were saying, always right now or lately, the biggest news are related to injuries because of the fantasy.
Yeah.
So that has become like the dominant part of news, or any other scandal that
actually, honestly, I'm starting to get tired of the whole commercials with DraftKings and
FanDuel. Tell me about it.
I mean,
yeah.
it's like the Viagra and Cialis of old days.
Yeah, exactly. every commercial, there was one.
Yeah.
Alternating. And even, in fact, now that you, about the how it's called? Bet Kings or
Draft Kings?
Draft Kings
and FanDuel. These are the the major competitors.
I know somebody from our team that tried to enter in that. He got the commercial worked on him.
Well,
he couldn't.
Yeah, that's what I tried also, honestly. I was okay. Fantasy. I can do fantasy. I mean, I think that's the catch for this whole system. Can you play fantasy? Yeah, I can play fantasy. Yeah.
Me too. I can put Mickey Mouse fantasy in the TV. Win.
Okay. You lost.
And you lost your money.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's it, I think.
Yeah. You want to go to the crystal ball?
Yeah. Let's do crystal ball right now. Okay, crystal ball. Let's see how it went last week first. And we have that in first place, Dan Alfa Romeo. He stayed in there. I got kicked out all the way to third place. And Alex is back into second place.
Yeah. And it was a bit better week, let's say, after a few dreadful ones.
Terrible week. And then Doreen. No, Aditama, she's in fourth place. Doreen, Ilinka, Trevor, the American peasant, Eagles 69, and so on.
I think Elvis is trying to do that Andy thing.
Of the 69 points? Maybe.
He's getting there.
Yeah. And it was, I don't know, at least I got only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games correct.
Where is your symbol?
I'm this one. So I only got 5. Alex got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What symbol?
So I don't know. Should we go now to the picks for this week?
Well, let's do it. I think Maya's really anxious.
Yeah, I think she's very anxious. Okay, so let's start with the games. And first game on Thursday, Philadelphia Eagles, Detroit Lions. Maya.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Alex?
I think I'm going to go Lions on this one.
Well, Lions usually has some good luck in Thanksgiving. We know that they are the traditional team to play against, also with the Cowboys. So I think I will go Detroit as well. Now, next game of Thanksgiving, Carolina Panthers, Dallas Cowboys. Oh, Maya.
Carolina Panthers? Yes.
Okay, Carolina Panthers. Alex?
Carolina Panthers it is.
Yes, of course. There's no doubt in that one. Then we have Chicago Bears at Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers.
That's a good pick, man. That's always a good pick. Packers also.
Sorry. I think I will go also Green Bay Packers. Minnesota Vikings, Atlanta Falcons.
Minnesota Vikings.
Alex?
I don't know if I should go with what I want or what I know. I'm going to go Falcons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Now, next game. Buffalo Bills at Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs?
That was a tough one.
Yeah, that was a tough one, huh?
Well, I'm going to go Bills. I think it's enough for the 4-game winning streak for the Chiefs.
Well, I think I will go Chiefs. Now, St. Louis Rams at Cincinnati Bengals. Maya?
Bengals.
Alex?
Bengals it is.
I would like to go against Bengals in this one, but I know they can win, they will win, so I will go Bengals as well. Next one is Oakland Raiders at Tennessee Titans. Maya?
Raiders.
Alex?
Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders as well. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Indianapolis Colts.
Colts.
Alex?
I'm going to go Buccaneers.
I will go also Buccaneers. I think they played very good. Or better. Then we have Miami Dolphins at New York Jets.
New York Jets.
Alex?
Jets.
I also go Jets. Then New Orleans Saints at Houston Texans.
Texans.
Alex?
That's a tough one. It's a team with no defense against a team with no offense. Well, I'm going to go with Drew Brees on this one, so Saints.
Okay. I think I will go Texans. Now, New York Giants at Washington Redskins.
New York Giants.
Alex?
I agree with that pick.
Yeah, I also agree with that one, so... Let's go to the next one. San Diego Chargers at Jacksonville Jaguars. Maya?
Jaguars.
Jaguars it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next one. Arizona Cardinals, San Francisco 49ers.
Cardinals.
Well, that's an easy
that's
one.
That's an easy
yeah.
one. So, yes, Cardinals. Of course, I will go Cardinals as well. Then we have Pittsburgh Steelers against Seattle Seahawks. Wow.
Steelers.
Oh, I will also go Steelers, of course.
And I'm going to go Steelers also.
Woohoo! New England Patriots at Denver Broncos.
Patriots.
The streak has to end. So we should try it now. I'm going to go Broncos.
Tough decision here because I agree with you in that one. That I'm almost sure that that streak might end here, but if not, it's going to be... I will go Patriots. Maybe they have one more. And to finish, Baltimore Ravens at Cleveland Browns.
Ravens.
Well, that's a heck of a Monday night football game.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be the most boring one of the season.
Well, I'm going to go Browns.
I will also go Browns because definitely Flacco is not there.
Yeah. You cannot see what Matt Schaub is going to do there. I mean, he hasn't got the arm. He hasn't got the legs. He hasn't got the running back and the receiver. So, I don't know. Browns.
Yeah, completely Browns. So, those were the picks of the week. And I think with this, we're finishing today's episode. Remember to not miss out the special edition we're going to have with interviews from teams from Brazil, Colombia, Peru, Mexico, and maybe us. Yeah, somebody else from our team. And we're going to be participating in that tournament in Mexico, Copa America of American Football. So thank you for listening, Alex.
Bye, everyone.
See you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Have a good trip.
Thanks.
Yes, Maya, you can also say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, that was fast. My name is Rafael Briggs, and I'll talk to you next week. Crusaders Radio is not an official podcast or affiliated to the NFL. All names, sounds, logos, and other related items are owned by their respective trademark and copyright holders. This podcast is a production of Darkmind Radio. Go to darkmindradio.com to find out more. All rights reserved, Cluj Crusaders and Darkmind Radio, 2015.